does that make you pump your chest out, pop the buttons on your shirt, make you proud to be an American? It's the Veteran Day weekend special edition of Rosie on the House. Good morning. Broadcasting live from the showroom of Sanderson Ford, where we have a huge Veteran Day's event going on right here. I'd like to bring in sales manager Mr. John Pratt into the conversation. John, y'all always do Veterans Day up really big.
Well, we really appreciate the veterans, and it's something that Mr. Kimberly and the Sanderson family, we're really proud of being able to help them.
Yeah, and I mean, y'all have done it up big every year. You've got a car show out here on the north lot. Y'all must have had to move a couple hundred vehicles to clear out this space.
Yeah.
And how many hot rods do you have out there?
Between 100 to 120, 150.
They are beautiful. Now, what officially is a rat rod?
It's a car that looks kind of like one from the movie that Mel Gibson did. You remember the... I can't remember the name of it.
Roadhouse, Road Warrior,
Mad Max, Thunderdome.
Yeah.
They look really ratty, but they end up being really fast hot rod cars, and they're neat cars.
They are gorgeous cars, and that isn't just rat rods that are out there, because there's a lot that are just decked to the max.
There's some nice cars out there, some Mustangs and a couple Jaguars and this and that. It's kind of a... whole bunch of different ones.
One Mustang in particular. You've got a level 3 2016 Roush Mustang. What is it? What is it? 640 horsepower?
70.
670 horsepower.
670 horsepower.
And we're raffling that off.
For Dylan Strong.
Yeah, talk about that just a little bit.
Dylan was in a boating accident last year, and he kind of got, you know, his arm taken off and his leg taken off and got beat up pretty bad, but Mr. Kimberly took a heart to him, and we're raffling out the car and trying to help him out, not just this year, but it's going to help him out for a number of years later on and with the prosthetics and the treatment and everything that he has to have. And we have the raffle going on for that car, and it's going to be on till Sunday evening.
Tickets available through Sunday evening, a single ticket for $10, 6 tickets for $50, 13 tickets for $100.
You're winning a brand-new Roush Mustang, sticker tag at $70,000. All proceeds go to Dylan's Recovery, and that's where you buy your tickets, dylansrecovery.com, or just come here to Sanderson Ford today, because you're not open on Sunday.
No, we're never open on Sunday. We give people a day of rest.
I got a Stage 1 Mustang right here, a Stage 2 right there, a Stage 3 right there. Talk me through some of the differences. What are you getting as you step up in stages?
In the Stage 1 and the Stage 2, it's primarily trim and then the suspension. And when you get up into the Stage 3s, you have the, you know, the blower that goes with it that gives you the 670 horsepower plus. And don't recommend driving them as fast as they go, but there's tracks that you can run them on. And they're pretty nice-looking cars. They give a special connotation for Roush. And Jack Roush was here on Tuesday night, signing cars, and people that are around Mustangs and around racing, they're very familiar with Roush Fenway Racing.
Absolutely. And you've been here at Sanderson for how long?
13 years now.
13 years. John, I've actually been buying cars here longer than you've been here.
A lot longer.
When did this showroom go up?
I believe in 1990.
Yeah. I believe it was about that time, because that's when I bought the first. I actually came to the lot, the old lot, and I looked at a new Ford F-150 pickup truck. And back then, I think, you know, a nice F-150 done the way I wanted it was about $25,000 bucks. Right. And I had like 19 saved up. So I thought, okay, I'll wait another year. So I got a few more thousand saved up, and I came back and I looked. And, well, now the one I wanted was like $27,000 or $28,000. So I waited one more year. And then I came back, and I was getting kind of picky at that point. Now the ones I wanted were about $40,000. And I sat down, I said, this is what I got, this is what I want. Y'all put me in a vehicle right after this showroom opened, and I've never bought another car anywhere else but here. And I don't know how many vehicles we've titled to the Romero family out of this showroom.
Well, with me, I know at least 10 or 12, maybe more than that. If you've been a friend since I walked in the door here, that's for sure.
It's, well, back when I had the big remodeling company, I mean, we had every vehicle on the road was in an F-250. I mean, the last count, I tried to remember how many, but it's north of 30 cars that I've purchased right here. And I tell you what, it's always been a great experience. John, you're like one of the biggest participants of the staycation.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
We really love sending winners down here to meet you and have you put them into the vehicle of their choice.
Well, it's a great program to be able to provide, you know, being partners with you, Rosie, and all your people and stuff like that, to be able to put somebody in one of our Drive One cars, which we lend to our customers in terms of service customers, or they want to test out a car, or they want to just be a part of the staycation program. They get to drive it for a weekend or 3 or 4 days and stuff like that, and spend some time with their spouses or their loved ones and people that they want to be with. And you guys provide it, and we get to be a part of it. It's a blast.
We love the stories that come back after the families return from the vacations. And, John, virtually every winner mentions you by name and how gracious you are in receiving them, setting them up, orientating them in the vehicle, and sending them on their way.
Well, I usually introduce them to one of my salespeople, and the salespeople go over the cars. And we set them up in knowing how the cars are, and all our salespeople are professional, so they like to take the customer and kind of, you know, have them be a part of theirs and, you know, introduce them to the Sanderson family.
No point taking a car on the weekend and not taking advantage of everything a car offers. Now, getting the Bluetooth set up, understanding the driving controls, understanding the navigation, and the power that are in vehicles now is it just keeps getting better and better today. What blew me away is this Stage 1 Roush is only a V4 engine.
Yeah, it's the EcoBoost 4-cylinder. And the EcoBoost, they're, you know, direct injection turbocharged vehicles. So they're, for a little teeny engine, they kick out the power that the V8s used to. When I first started selling these in 1985, the GTs were 275 horsepower. And now this little one here kicks out, you know, as much as that right away, and then the GTs
on a
are V4. Just.
Yeah.
Now, you know what? I've always been a Ford fan. All my cars have been Fords. But I tell you what, I want to be honest with you, John. If I was a Fiat fan, I would still think the new Mustangs are some of the best looking rigs on the road. I mean, look at the lines of that car. It's absolutely just it looks fast parked.
You know when you can always tell a Mustang when it's driving down the road, it's got its distinct Mustang features and lines and all that kind of stuff to go with it.
Well, when they started Dylan's Stage 1, and because it was parked in here last night, and so as we got started this morning, they started that thing and pulled it out that door. I thought, oh, man, it's all I can do not to knock that kid out of that driver's seat and take it around the block.
And it wasn't Dylan that was driving. You weren't going to knock Dylan over.
No.
Once in a while at night, you know, it's 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night, and nobody's
showroom's
around here.
Showroom's closing up.
We start these cars up and let them run loud.
Oh, man. That sounds great. Well, John Pratt, sales manager for Sanderson Ford, I certainly appreciate you. I appreciate you taking a couple minutes away from your post to join us here on air, and we certainly appreciate the way you take care of our staycation winners.
One thing about Sanderson that's the best thing about us is that, you know, whether we have the right car, whether we have the right money or whatever, you're going to get the right treatment, and that's the most important thing is we treat our customers with respect. Take care of them.
I have never experienced anything different than that. My mama has never experienced anything different than that. My daughters, my sisters, my family, and all of the people we send down here regularly say the same thing. I can't believe the buying experience I just had at Sanderson Ford.
We like treating people well.
Thanks a million for the partnership.
Thank you, Rosie. Thank you, Romy. Appreciate it.
Our pleasure. Great job, John.
I'll compliment you on that point about it. I was in a sales meeting here at Sanderson Ford, and the back didn't know I was there. It was just happened to be here, and they said, yeah, they're up in the sales meeting, so I slipped in the back, and I think it was Lauren Clifton, and they were talking about an experience and this how they overcame this person's frustration, and you know, no one else at the dealership would have done that, and at the end of the day, it was an unreasonable customer, in my opinion, and I thought, well, I cannot believe they went through that much trouble to satisfy somebody that doesn't sound like you could have pleased them no matter what. And Lauren just said, no matter what the situation is, no matter what the person is, this isn't about cars. This isn't about your bottom line. This isn't about anything other than people deserve to be treated right.
You know, there's a lot of experiences that customers have at a lot of dealerships and a lot of businesses around the country and stuff like that. And they're not good. They're, you know, sometimes they run into some people that aren't necessarily as nice as we like to be.
I've got one for you. I went into my plumbing warehouse to buy some plumbing parts. And there was someone behind the counter I didn't recognize, a woman. And she came up to me and she says, "You're Rosie, aren't you?" I said, "Yes, I am." She says, "What is it that you need?" And she was helping me and we finished our transaction. And then she was behind the counter, and she literally started crying. And I thought, oh, there's no crying in remodeling. There's no crying in remodeling. And she says, "I was in Prescott clearing out my mom's apartment studio because she had just passed away. I was driving home. I got to Bell Road. The car died on me. And I thought, what would Rosie do? She called Sanderson Ford. Y'all went out there, picked her up, towed her car in, put her in the car of her choice. That over the weekend she decided she bought in grief, brought the car back, put her in the separate car that y'all want, and she was just crying about she couldn't believe how she was treated here at Santa's Ford. That's a true story. John, thanks for joining us. We're going to need to take a little break right here at Rosie on the House. We're open line. If you've got a project going on at your house, give us a ring. We've got lots of questions. We've got room online. Jennifer's there to take your question at 1-888-767-4348. And now, after 28 years of being on air, I got a letter from a homeowner in Tucson that tells you the solution for woodpeckers on your fireplace.
Oh, boy.
We're covering that right when we get that.